I'm now joined with Fianna Fáil councillor Eoghan O'Brien to discuss the draft Fingal Development Plan 2023 to 2029. Good afternoon, Eoghan. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Johnny. How are you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
Grant, thanks.
First of all, Eoghan, where are we at now in relation to the development plan for 2017 to 2023? Now, what I mean is, you know, have the council accomplished much of what's within the plan so far in terms of housing, tourism, infrastructure, climate change and so on?
Yeah, we're in the process of kind of reviewing the draft plan for 2023 to 2029 as it is in terms of, I suppose, the existing plan. A lot of long-standing objectives inside that, you know, some of which will be removed in the next draft. You know, I think the process currently and the plan that we're putting together for 2023 to 2029 is, I would say, kind of a more high level document with policies that apply as far as practicable across the entire county, whereas I suppose in previous plans we probably would have seen more specific local objectives and so forth. But in terms, I suppose, of what's being delivered under the current plan, Fingal out of the four Dublin local authorities is probably the one with the most undeveloped zoned land, so it is the area identified for a lot of Dublin, the wider Dublin areas, new development. And I suppose you only have to take a spin around the North County to see we've a lot of active building sites all across, and likewise across in Dublin 15, where a lot of the enterprise, the likes of the Dublin Enterprise Zone, and a lot of the employment generating zonings exist. You know, so there's plenty going on, I suppose, in terms of the likes of, we've got progress happening in terms of the likes of the Broadmeadow Greenway linking Malahide to Donna Base. We should see construction starting on that back end of this year. You know, it's going to be a long couple of years of a project. And then you've got the wider Fingal Coastal Way, which will link all the way from Balbriggan then down to Newbridge House. They're in early route selection at this point on the likes of that. So there are a couple of the major infrastructural projects, both from an active travel perspective and, you know, tourism and leisure, that I think will certainly, coming into the new plan 2023 to 2029, we'll see some really, really transformative stuff that's going to be very positive for the future in Fingal, you know.
Okay. Has the draft plan for 2023-2029 been approved yet by members to go on public display?
As I'm talking to you, we're just kind of in the second main stage of the draft plan. So we would have been issued with the chief executive's draft just before Christmas. The councillors then review the draft and put in motions to amend the draft. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I think we've about 60 odd hours of meetings under our belts over the last 2.5 weeks. So it's been a fairly intensive process where the councillors bring amendments. We've got about, in total, I think somewhere around 950 motions from councillors from across the 40 councillors in Fingal. And I think we have one scheduled meeting left now, which is taking place tomorrow. And once that's done and all the motions are voted on between the councillors' motions and chief executive's amendments, we will see, I think, around the 24th of February, we'll see the amended draft plan published, and that will kick off a consultation period of about 12 weeks, where members of the public then will be invited to make comment and suggestion, to make comment based on the draft that we've approved, but also the suggestions for any amendments to it themselves, whether that be through land use zonings or, you know, the written statement, which is, I suppose, is the Bible of the development plan, where all of the policies that govern development over the next 6-7 years are listed.
Okay, so the public consultation would be roughly around May, wouldn't it?
Once we publish the draft around the end of February, so that'll kick off the kind of 11-12 week process, so that'll run through March, April, and then we'll finish in May. Once this round of consultation finishes, the councillors will get the chief executive's report on those around the end of July, and we will then have the opportunity to assess that. Councillors can then, in the next stage of the plan, which will be meetings around October, table motions based on any submissions that have come in from interested bodies, members of the public, whatever it might be. And if at that stage the councillors make any material amendments to the draft, that will kick off a further public display and consultation period around November, December.
So, Owen, tell us briefly, now I mean very briefly, because there's so much within the draft plan, but what is within it in terms of housing, infrastructure and transport?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of major land banks, I suppose, referenced for studies. That would be Lisson Hall, North of Swords, and also new to this plan would be the Dunsink area where the old landfill site used to be. So they would be the kind of two very large strategic land banks that will be earmarked for future developments. Now, might not even be during the course of this plan. Across the county then, I suppose there's different areas, the Dublin 15 area, there's plenty of zoned land out there, you know, so we're operating within a framework there, Johnny, in terms of trying to keep that balance of identifying where there is need for expansion, but also maintaining a focus on areas that are existing zoned areas and trying to develop those out or encourage them to be developed out where they're in private ownership. In terms of, I suppose, the broad policies of the plan, there's a real step change within this document around, you know, the climate action piece is a, what they call a cross-cutting team all across every chapter. There's very much a focus on active travel to enable people to make sustainable choices when it comes to travel. And this plan will back up the infrastructure that we need to develop in terms of doing that, in terms of making walking and cycling the easiest option for people who can, the easiest and safest option, you know. So we certainly see, if you compare the two documents, and I don't expect you to be going through 1,000 pages of stuff, but if you compare the 2023 to 29 plan with its predecessor, you know, there's very much that focus has shifted, that we need to ensure that development is compact around serviced areas, you know, the focus within brownfield sites as per national policy, and then making sure that connectivity exists so that people aren't automatically jumping in their cars for those short journeys, that we want to use this plan to kind of develop out areas and make it easier for people to make sustainable choices where they can.
Okay, and what are the main issues to be addressed for Dublin Airport within the plan?
Dublin Airport, yeah, that's always a... I'm not going to say contentious. We had a couple of interesting debates around the chapter on Dublin Airport, where I think certain councillors were trying to reflect maybe European policy around aviation and how aviation steps up to the plate in terms of climate action and in terms of challenging emissions. Now, I suppose first and foremost, the development plan is a land use plan. And I mean, I'd be of the view that, you know, the aviation sector definitely needs to shoulder its burden in terms of how emissions are dealt with. But certainly, I would have voted against a couple of motions there from other members where I thought they were trying to be overly restrictive, which would have been, I believe, a negative approach. I mean, the airport is hugely important, but I'm fully supportive of, at a European and at a national level, making sure that the aviation sector shoulders the burden that needs to be shouldered in terms of climate action. But I don't believe that trying to put the cart before the horse with the Fingal development plan is something that we should be doing. You know, so obviously you've got, you know, new runway there in development, airport expansion. It's a key driver, not just locally for Fingal, but nationally, you know, economically. So, and we do rely heavily on tourism in specific areas in Fingal, whether that be Hoth, Skerries and so forth and all around. And we are trying to develop that tourism product. And the airport is a crucial link in that. So, we obviously, that doesn't mean to say development of the airport can go unchecked. I think that the checks and balances within the plan are adequate, and the policies that we've listed in the draft are adequate. But I certainly don't think that our development plan should be used as a vehicle to try and stifle that above and beyond what the national policy is. You know, and I think that's there were certainly some interesting debates around kind of area.
There have been many problems in the Fingal area relating to coastal erosion, wastewater and drainage issues and flood management. I'm assuming all of these form part of the new draft plan.
Yeah, coastal erosion particularly, Johnny, is it's a difficult one. Again, while we have broader policies and objectives around protection of the coast. Obviously, it's not a Fingal-only solution there. I know that, I mean, the OPW are a key stakeholder there, also the Department of Housing. Some of the planned works or some of the works that have been mooted along the coastline, they're major projects. They have to be assessed both from a financial perspective, but also from the perspective of making sure that you don't put a project in place in one area that then negatively impacts either further up or down the coast, you know. So it's definitely a very much a live issue. And in terms of, the climate change piece as well, and some of the projections around sea level rises in the next 10, 15 years, you know, we have to be cognizant of that in terms of being very sensitive around developments in coastal areas. And I think we've got a very strong high amenity zoning that governs most of the coastal areas and upland areas as well within Fingal that preserves that kind of very much, you know, preserve the special nature of it. We've got two special amenity area order areas in the county, one being Hoat and the other being the Liffey Valley, you know. So the balance of development versus, you know, protection of nature has to be incredibly strong on the natural protection side, and make sure that we are promoting and allowing for development in areas that are suitable for it. But the coastal erosion piece and the general protection of coastal areas and the amenity that exists there is very strong in terms of policies within the plan. But when dealing specifically on coastal erosion, it's not just it's not something that the local authority can tackle on its own.
Okay. There have also been problems in some Fingal towns and villages in relation to electricity outages. Anything within the plan to address it?
Well, again, that'd be at a level. Obviously, we've got providers there who have responsibility for the network. I mean, what the plan tries to do is have a framework there and policies backing up that framework to allow for reasonable development, sequential development in areas. And as I said earlier, you know, focusing on that compact development around, whether it be brownfield sites, to, you know, tying in with the town centre first strategy, that kind of thing. You know, obviously where the local authority can work with third party providers to improve situations such as, you know, the electricity network or whatever it might be, Fingal are always open to and are proactive in doing that, but obviously not an area of specific responsibility for the council, but something that is obviously taken into account with any development proposal. We need to, while we rely on third-party providers for a lot of those kind of things, we all also have to take into account what the capacity is, you know. Similarly for the likes of water and sewage, you know, that we're not approving developments that can't be developed out because of lack of that kind of infrastructure. And broadly across the county, I would say we've got a very solid underlying network, whether that be the water and sewage. There are areas obviously that need, I mean, the likes of Daldron Bay and Hoat and some areas up around Rush as well, where we need those sewage projects to be delivered by Irish Water. But broadly speaking across the county, we've got a fairly solid network of third party services that, you know, there's no one area that I could think of off the top of my head where you'd be saying, look, we, you know, there's zoned land there that we can't develop or absolutely can't develop in the medium term because of lack of third-party infrastructure, you know. But the council is always tries to be cognizant of those issues when assessing, planning applications further down the line, but also when assessing new zonings. But in terms, like broadly speaking, in terms of new zonings, there's not a huge amount being proposed. It's the main focus, the majority of the focus will be on encouraging development in areas that are already zoned for housing and employment generating uses.
Okay, right, so we leave it there for today. Owen, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you, and all the very best. Take care.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot, Johnny. Take care.
You're welcome. Now, that was Fianna Fáil Councillor Owen O'Brien talking about the draft Fingal Development Plan 2023 to 2029.